Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Since Chuck is still out in the woods deer hunting, this is Cindy Zimmerman doing the honors of the Zimcast hosting this week. Last week was a busy one for us and for a lot of people in the business with NAMA Trends in Agriculture and NAFB. There are some things that never change at NAFB, but one thing that we've seen changing tremendously over the years is the emphasis on using new media, social media, using the internet. And NAFB released an Internet Ag Information Usage Study that was commissioned with Ag Media Research this year. And that project surveyed large farmers and ranchers about their internet access practices and their preferences for agribusiness information, including the use of the mobile web. Ted Haller of Teddy Media presented the findings, and I spoke with him about it afterwards. And Ted, what did you tell our membership here?
What we found out is that the internet is starting to mature and settle. And in terms of, there's a media term out there that we use called quintiles. The internet is starting to quintile beautifully, which in layman's terms, or for the non-media engineer, it means that at any given application, 20 to 50% of the producers online are extremely active and very busy with what they do. So if someone were to come up to you and say, how many producers are using the internet? Well, basically, you could safely say roughly 60 to 70% of the producers are using the internet. And then dropping that down of that group, 20 to upwards of 50% of that group are extremely heavy at using different applications.
We've seen an increase in internet usage, but it seems like as farmers are always early adopters of new technology, it just seems like what is held back somewhat the internet usage is the lack of access out in the countryside, would you say?
That's correct. And our study confirmed that, in that 50% of producers that are grossing over $500,000 a year in farm income are still on a dial-up, even though it is DSL high speed. It's a dial-up system. And depending upon where you are in the line, I'm told by my various engineering friends that that makes a tremendous difference. So you're still, the technology in rural America is still not at the same level as the technology in urban America.
What are the applications here? What is the message here for farm broadcasters? What do we need to take away from this new research?
Well, one of the things that we were actually pleasantly surprised, and we were surprised by the size of the number, was that over 70% of those producers online are interested in either receiving an ag newsletter or visiting the website maintained, and here's the key words, a local farm broadcaster that they currently listen to. So not a stranger. So what we're seeing is as the internet matures, people are craving for more and more local information. And what we're seeing is the top draw are weather, local cash markets, local futures information. Top draws, along with email. So, you know, it's just like if the only weather you could see was just a national map with no details, you wouldn't care to look at that. You want to know what's going on your local level. The internet is getting to that point, and as it gets more savvy, then the local, the producer will have more local choices, and that's the key.
Now, we had two people on a panel here to give some feedback, one from an agency, one a farm broadcaster themselves who have been using the internet quite effectively. Let's go to the agency standpoint, something you know well. How can farm broadcasters use the internet in conjunction with their what they have been doing and make that a value added, make that a selling point for an agency?
Well, it clearly says here that we need to move into a joint thing for those people, for those agencies that are interested in it. We actually had a couple of major avails up last year that were looking at buying farm radio but insisted on having an internet component locally along with it. So that's the future. I mean, you know, I could make you an argument that the future, that radio is not going away. However, the importance of the internet will continue to go up, and you'll get the immediate weather, markets, blah, 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 but the in-depth stuff could be in the newsletter or on the website.
Well, and that takes me to the other point. What we've seen here, an evolution, you've been in the business for, well, a few years.
Since Reagan was-
and we've seen a huge change in the and the fact that we've got farm broadcasters running around with cameras,
yes.
And we've got print people running around with audio recorders. So it seems like the both the print and broadcast media, especially for agriculture, are kind of melding into one, and it's through the internet.
It is. I mean, it is going to be the point where everything, you know, can come together. Because of the key to the internet is the same as radio. It's immediacy, but it does have pictures, which is nice. Pictures are nice.
Mm-hmm. And you can put audio on there and video.
You can do everything. You can do everything. So.
All right. Well, bottom line, Teddy, what's your message here to farm broadcasters about internet usage?
Well, I think if you look at the total farm demographic, and you know, which sometimes can be hidden with the overall baby boom look, the average age of the farmer is 57. 10 years from now, there's going to start being some major flips. We might see the flips in 5 years from now, etc. And media habits will change depending upon how the demographic grew up consuming and using media.
Another study presented at the NAFB meeting was on farm broadcasters' usage of social media tools like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Dr. Emily Rhodes of Ohio State University presented those findings. Emily, you gave some really interesting findings from some research that you've done about how farm broadcasters are using social media. What were some of the most interesting things that you found out in your study?
I think what's interesting is they are using it in their personal lives, and they're just starting to really capture it into their broadcasting lives. A lot of them have started dabbling in some of the social networks, but things like YouTube, Twitter, they're still very low in using of that technology.
Well, the number for Facebook was huge. What was it, 89%?
Personally, it was 90%. And then on their broadcasting, I think it was about 45%.
Probably more than it was last year at this time.
Oh, yes, definitely. We're definitely seeing them start to adapt to it and start to use it more. And I think we're seeing farmers starting to use it a little bit more, too. And I think that is going to, as younger farmers get out there, I think the numbers will definitely shift.
One of the things I thought was interesting was the podcasting. What was the percentage of people, that farm broadcasters, that are using podcasting on the air, on the internet?
It was only about 11%, which is very surprising when you think about what a farm broadcaster is and the technology and the skills it takes to do a podcast. It's already built in. It's just another extra couple clicks.
Well, what was interesting to me was the findings that we heard yesterday for how farmers use the internet. And they said, you know, as many as 30% of farmers are listening to podcasts.
Yeah, so we definitely have a disparity there. We need to catch up to some of our users.
Well, and that was a point that you made. I mean, it may seem like, oh, well, only 10% of farmers are using Twitter, so why should we do it? Well, 10% of farmers weren't using Twitter this time last year.
Yes, correct. And they're going to continue. We are trying to reach farmers, but we're also trying to reach our urban audiences to some extent with this information. And they are on it, and they are on it heavily. And our young farmers are coming out of colleges and encouraging mom and dad back on the farm to get on it as well. So we're going to see that go up.
And you made the point that you're not just reaching your audience. You're reaching a new audience.
That's correct. We're reaching an audience that we've never reached before. This new technology with searches, we were saying earlier that, you know, YouTube is the second largest search engine. People are searching agriculture, and if we're not there to answer their search, who is?
And it's something that we need to remember, because I think we've been talking about that quite a bit over the last several years. We're not just talking to farmers as farm broadcasters anymore. We're talking for farmers.
That's correct. You know, in my classrooms, that's what I'm really trying to teach the students, is you're no longer just talking about agriculture, you're talking for agriculture. You're supporting an industry.
What is your recommendation for farm broadcasters at this point in terms of adopting social media?
I think they need to start, if they haven't started looking at it, they really need to start looking at it and really start adopting it. I said during the presentation, this technology is changing, and it's going to continue to change. We don't want to be two steps behind our users. So we really need to get out there and start using it, start dabbling in it, and be there for our audience when they go looking for us.
Thank you very much, Emily. I appreciate it. And we got lots of photos on the Flickr photo album from both NAFB and NAMA, so make sure you check that out. Chuck will be going to St. Joseph, Missouri for a Boehringer Ingelheim media event right after he's done hunting. And meanwhile, I'm in standby mode, ready for the rain to stop so I can get out on the road again tracking down farmers for BASF headline harvest reports. And that's our Zimcast for this week, sponsored by Fluidigm. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.